Hello?
You made a great speech last night.
Oh, I'm not so sure at anything gone good, Miss Speaker. I saw your lovely wife, though, and
yeah.
I enjoyed that. I appreciate her coming. Henry Wilson, somebody said that she came all the way down there to try to give me a little support and made me feel mighty good that she loved me that much.
Well, she said, I've got to go up there because she's laboring, you know, under that strained ligament.
Yeah, well, God bless her. She oughtn't to gone. She oughtn't to gone.
The fracture it is, really.
Well, you tell her not to do that. Sit there and watch that television. She was mighty sweet, though.
Let me ask you, can I talk
with you? Yes, sir, you can talk with me and do anything. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Anything?
I ran across something today that disturbed me, which I feel that unless you should know, I don't know, not to cause you any headaches. Tomorrow, Friday, and this case is going on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's certain witnesses are going to testify that so-and-so raised...
Yes, sir. Yeah.
...some money.
I know all about it.
And that for the purpose of campaign contributions to certain individuals.
Yes, sir.
Prominent people.
That's right.
And most of them in the other branch.
Yes, sir.
Over here.
That's right. That's going to happen, and it oughtn't to happen, and none of it oughtn't to have happened, but I'm just as powerless with it as Mr. Friend of yours from up in your state that you've had a lot to do with has got his boys over there, and it's the previous Attorney General said to himself one time that he didn't believe that this happened at all, but... Nevertheless, these so-called attorneys, these they come out of that racket division that Bobby organized, and they're his boys, and they are out to destroy the other fella, and they're out to destroy everybody else they can.
Well, I didn't know it. Don't misunderstand me.
No, I know it. Not at all. I know it all. I think it's, first of all, I don't think that anybody stole any money from Bob Kerr. They didn't have to. If they wanted any, he'd give them whatever they needed. He had plenty of it, and he would give it to them. That's the first place. The second thing, if they tried to steal it, he's too damn smart to let them steal it. That's the second thing. Whatever happened, he knew it. Now, I don't know what they got with their recordings, their telephone recordings, but I knew they had it for a long time, and they've even had it on some members of Congress. And it's just not, that's why I hit it so hard. One man is defeated this year that they had a tap on. And you just don't know. And I know what you've gone through. The last few years yourself, but you haven't gone through anything like's happened here. And it's just, God help us when the day comes when one has exclusive power.
I agree.
It's a thing. I wouldn't have a damn one of them testify. I wouldn't have a one of them's name mentioned. I wouldn't put on a damn witness that was going to testify to it. But I'm not to... The General and I am completely out of control of it. I haven't got any more control of that than you have over McCarthy's subcommittee over in the Senate. Just about the same way. They put these men in there. They have wrecked me. They've made him my protege. And of course, everything that took place was 3 years after I got out of the Senate completely. He was there before I came. He had his place before I came. He was elected by all the body. Just exactly like you elected Pat Jennings yesterday, and then for them to say he's your protege. I didn't even vote for him when he was elected, but that doesn't make any difference. They pinned that title. They got the publicity. They got the columnists. And all this stuff that's going on here, you know why I'm the most unpopular bastard in the country now? You know what's happened? Do you know about 90 days ago that before this book came out, that an agent called up here, a lawyer for this group that used to work on my staff here, and said that you tell the president that the senator says that if he doesn't stop Edgar Hoover, they will declare war on him, unquote. And he got word back that the president said that he had nothing to do with what Mr. Hoover did. Mr. Hoover never consulted him. he knew nothing about what their individual arguments were. And so, brother, I've had war declared for 3 months. And it's just one column after the other, every day. Now, that's just for your individual information, but that is true. And I know that you've had a little taste of it, and you're lying. And you've borne it with silence and with good humor and with great loyalty to the party and even to the families. But that's what's happening to me, and we just have to see how it comes out. Now, I'll tell nobody that but me and you. But he said, we will declare war. And the next morning it was declared. So I'm carrying all of Hoover's problem. And they are some of the greatest people in this country right now. That if I mention the names to them, it'll shock you, but they've had wiretaps on them. If it ever blows out, well, God knows what's happened to the country. But I'm going to try to stop it as long as I'm here. I don't believe that we want that kind of dictatorship.
Yeah. Well, Mr. President, I just happened to come across it, and I know you won't misunderstand.
No, no. No, if I had my way, number one, I wouldn't have them testifying to that kind of stuff. And number two, I wouldn't be calling them as witnesses. They tell me, at least I got this from a newspaper man. That's a hell of a way to have to get it. But they're going to call all of them as witnesses and ask them, did you get this money?
Yeah.
And they all...
I understand.
That's what they said. And they say they hate to do it, but the truth... I assume the boy said that he was getting it for them, or he gave it to them.
Yeah, for them. That's what I understand. Of course, they're all innocent.
Yes, I think that's right.
Absolutely all innocent.
But...
I just happened to run across it today, and I didn't know, I mulled it in my mind, and I didn't know what he was doing.
No.
If it was found out afterwards, I knew
I appreciate you.
Hey, why the hell did John tell me anything?
Well, the only thing I know to do would be to ask the Attorney General not to put this witness on the stand. Then they'd say I was fixing the case, and he would tell me no.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
And he would put him on anyway. That's the situation you got. This Mr. Bettman is... Well, before the other one, long before any of this came about, somebody said that he was so bitter, he'd been brought in Chicago, he'd handled the Hoffer case.
Yeah.
And he'd been brought in, he'd been particularly assigned to get this fella. And Internal Revenue wrote him a letter and told him that they didn't see where he'd violated any tax law. And he tore up the letter and went ahead and indicted him anyway. Yeah. So, Mr. Bittman's going to get his full blood, and he's going in and out of the Senate office building nearly every day.
All right, Mr. President.
What's going to happen to the Powell family? Yes, sir. Just between me and you.
This is all the prelude to the 2 hours.
Yep. Sir?
This investigation is just simply a prelude to finally out. They'll expel him.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, you're the only one I'd express that opinion to.
Yeah.
Or exclude. There's 2 ways, you know, you can do it. One by 2/3 and one by a majority.
Take
the majority.
How do you do it the majority way?
Exclude them.
On what basis? On the airline tickets, that stuff?
I would assume that would be the thing. There's a lot of... I would assume that would be what the emphasis would be on. On the misuse of funds.
But the sentiment's pretty strong against...
Oh! You're telling me. I know it.
You know, do you see they're picketing me down here?
Who are they?
The preacher from New York.
Oh, they're picketing you?
Yeah. And
they say
they're going to stay at the Democratic National Committee and in the White House until I act.
Yeah.
And I just take a position. I never interfered or never discussed in my life anything internally about the House of Representatives' own personal business or the Senate.
Well, if it did, you'd be in trouble.
Yeah, that's what I told
him. You wouldn't?
That's what I told him.
Oh, well, some people come to ask me to go to you. I said, listen, the President has no good deep. This is the House, this is the part of the Congress of the United States. Congress would resent any attempt on the part of the executive to eject himself.
That's exactly
right. I told him, different groups didn't see me. I told him, frankly, that it's fair. Separate branch of government. But there, there'd be a tremendous resentment.
What effect is your 21 days? Does that bother you any?
No, not too much.
What happened? Did the Southerners all quit you?
Oh, sure. I knew what was going out. If they ever got to a vote on it, we adopted the previous question on the rules. We'd been all right, but some of these liberals voted against the previous question in order to try and get up the Un-American Activities Committee, and then the goddamn fools didn't know that when the previous question was defeated, it went over to the Republicans. They weren't going to let that brought up. So they just made the motion on the 21-day rule and then moved the previous question. So Condi, who was trying to get up the Un-American Activities Committee, and somebody else trying to get up an allocation to Republicans, a quota of Republicans, they wouldn't yield them for that purpose. Just moved the previous question. But we got nine. We'll have nine men. I'm going to recommend to the Rules Committee, and I think I told you, Anderson.
Yep.
And O'Hara wants to stay on Education and Labor, so I'm going to recommend Matt Sinaga.
He's good.
Yeah.
Good. God bless you, and thank you. And don't overdo it. Take some rest, and don't get tired, and... I'm glad you liked my speech. I did the best I could.
Well, it's a speech of a leader.
Thank you.
So, some of what your recommendations, you looked over at the Republican side with a sort of a smile, and I was smiling.
God bless you.
Well, God bless you.